I'm waiting for Ryder Hesjedal to call so I can interview him about the upcoming Tour de France.
Hello.
Hey, Ryder. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Great. So I'm speaking with Ryder Hesjedal 2 days before the start of the 2013 Tour de France in Corsica. Thanks for taking the time to talk. I know you've had a long day already. Appreciate it.
No worries.
So first of all, you renewed your contract with Garmin Sharp through 2015. So talk about how your time with them's gone, the atmosphere on the team, and what your expectations for the future are with them.
Obviously it's been a huge period of my career. This will be my sixth Tour de France with this organization. So since the start with the team in 2008, so it's pretty significant. And obviously, winning the Giro last year as a part of this team was a huge moment, so just want to keep that that kind of stuff going. So it just made a lot of sense to continue the relationship, and happy to extend that for at least 2 more years after this season. So, just happy to be here at the Tour and ready to go.
Great. How are you? You had some ups and downs at both the Giro and Tour de Suisse physically. How are you feeling physically heading into the Tour?
I feel good. Yeah, I was fortunate that things weren't worse from Tour de Suisse. I was able to return to training, and indications were there early on that things were still good, and I can continue to train and do the work I needed to do, so I was able to do that, and I'm here for another Tour, and I'm feeling good about it.
Great. Garmin's got a really strong lineup at the Tour, so I just wanted to talk about some of your teammates and what they each bring to the table. So how about combining Dan Martin and Andrew Talansky?
Yeah, obviously, two hugely talented guys, had great success this season, and young guys. Andrew's a little younger than Dan, but still in the big picture, they got a lot of years ahead of them, so it's great to be around guys like that, and they're gonna probably be racing a lot longer than me, so it's good to good group to be with, and certainly those guys who share a lot of the same characteristics, so I think we can work well together.
How about Tom Danielson and Christian Vandevelde? Talk about how, with their talents and their experience, they're going to help you?
Yeah, we're all going to help each other. I think that's been stated. I think strength in numbers and strength as a unit, I think that's the only way you can bring the best result possible. Tom and Christian, tons of experience, been around, all three of us have been, with the team since the beginning in 2008, so we have a lot of history together and been through a lot, so those relationships you form and experience you have with one another, that's where that experience comes in the big moments, and you can work well together.
And two more guys, how about Ramunas Navardauskas and David Miller? How do they help you and the team?
Dave's obviously one of the most experienced riders in the peloton. Just a huge engine and someone you can rely on that just knows what needs to be done. And Ramunas, he's just a huge talent, great guy. He's just pretty much do anything you ask him to do, and he does it, and he's invaluable to have around, and I think he showed that quite a bit in the last few years, so it's no surprise he's on the big races and the big rosters.
Great, and he's won the leader's jersey on a previous team time trial in a Grand Tour. You've got a team time trial back in stage four this week, so talk about how you're looking forward to that, which is really Team Garmin's specialty.
Yeah, it's something we've had great success in. We'll deal with that day when we get there. We got 3 days before that. on this island, and we got to get through that, and, you know, we'll see what we're working with when we get to Nice. But it's just one day out of 3 weeks, and, you know, we're, I think, definitely, you know, confident in that discipline, so we don't need to stress about it a whole lot. We know what we can do, and we take the opportunity.
And what are some, you talked about the first week being tough even on Corsica where you start. I mean, what are some of the specific challenges of the first week of the tour?
It's the start of the Tour de France. It's, you know, people are fresh. It's the big race of the year, or, you know, obviously not the only big race, but it's the one everyone, you know, puts most of their effort into. Clearly that's shown in the racing, and everyone's fresh and ready to go, and anticipation builds, and everyone has a chance in the beginning. You know, certainly with a road stage to start the race, you know, it's everything out on the road that you have to deal with. So the terrain here is definitely, you know, going to be part of the factor of the racing. You know, the day, second day is hard, lots of hills here, some decent mountains, and some stuff to shake things up already early in the race. And, you know, we'll just see how the peloton gets through these 3 days.
Yeah, and you get into the mountains very early in the race. I mean, you get to the Pyrenees quickly before the first week is over.
Well, stage eight is first mountaintop finish, and that's through Domon, the Calleres before that. So, yeah, we'll have 7 days in the legs before the first mountaintop there, and then the next day is a big day. Yeah, and the Pyrenees the next day, obviously, just the 2 days. So we'll already see some decisive racing by the 8th day is finished. So. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, after being forced out of the Giro with a respiratory infection and then crashing out of the Tour de Suisse, I mean, how important is a good result at the Tour for you and for the whole team?
Well, it's always important. The main goal is that the team, you know, we show what we're capable of and achieve results. That's what we always try to do. So, you know, that's what we're focused on. And that doesn't change, so it's no sense looking in the past and trying to make something, you know, making up for something else. It's no different. You're always trying to achieve something as you move forward.
Yep. So it's the 100th edition of the Tour de France, and last night I watched this show called 100 Years of the Tour de France, and it's old footage and of guys racing in the middle of the night and stage lasting 18 hours and, you know, obviously the guys wearing the spare tires when they're racing and races lasting more than 500 kilometers. I mean, do you, when you're at the Tour, ever think of just the deep history of the race and the races that have preceded you?
Oh, definitely. I love the history of the sport. I think that's what makes it so special, and to be a part of that, you know, it's exciting. I mean, amazing sport. I mean, that many years of history is incredible, so I respect that very much, and yeah, appreciate it to be a part of it today.
Swain Tuft and David Veilleur, two fellow Canadians that are making their tour debuts. Have you talked to them or emailed them since they were selected?
Yeah, I saw Swain yesterday, so, you know, we all know each other, and I think it's great. I think, you know, that's what it's all about, progression, and, you know, I see the sport getting better and better every year as far as Canadians and what, you know, Canadian races are doing in the world stage. So this is just another example of that. To have three Canadians at the start of the Tour de France is, a big confirmation of that.
Great. Thanks. Hey, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck this week, and I'll speak to you on the rest day.
All right, Amy. Thanks.
Okay, thanks so much.
Bye.